on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone. Danger zone.
Hey, a little delay. You're off just a bit. Get with it. Don't piss off Kenny Loggins, for God's sakes. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:14. It's Brock. It's Hunter. All right, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Oh, gee, you were quick on that one.
I was trying to beat the delay there.
I like it. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up.
Joe Budden.
Yeah, you know it, crushing it. Well, obviously, the coronavirus has slowed a lot of stuff down. Even NASA. They're currently rushing to complete a launch to Mars before the planet moves out of range. And what do you mean moves out of range? Is it getting farther away from us?
Say it one more time.
So they're trying to complete a launch to Mars before the planet moves out of range. NASA is.
Oh, okay, yeah. So how it orbits, you know what I'm saying? There's like a close spot. There's a certain time of the year where Mars is the closest it will be to Earth, and that's kind of it's either that or it's like the spot on Earth that we launch from is facing that way. You know what I'm saying? You got to time it up. You just can't shoot to the moon.
Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
That's exactly what it is. Want me to tell you.
Are you an astronaut, are you? Have you been into space?
That's exactly what it is.
Is that what it is? Yeah, it's the orbit, is it?
Why else would they? What do you think it is?
I don't know. It's maybe it's something with the gravity or something. I don't know.
No. You moron. See, it's just like if they were to land on, like, say like the asteroid. You know, there's a part of it where it's going to be the closest it is to Earth, and that's when you got to launch.
Did you learn that from the movie Armageddon? Is that what Bruce Willis
They're not wrong in the movie, because it's a fact. That's a fact, Brock.
I don't believe a word you're saying.
You didn't take astrology. You don't know. You don't even think there is space, so shut up.
I believe a word you're saying. Yeah, it's all fake anyways. Epstein's on Mars. Anyway, the mission is pretty cool. Not only are they going to drop a six-wheel Land Rover vehicle on the surface of Mars, they're also attempting the first ever helicopter exploration up there. Dude, that's crazy.
Wow.
But they need to get things done and launch a spacecraft while Mars and Earth are on the same side of the sun. That's what they're aiming for.
Those astronauts better be wearing their face masks. That's all I care about.
What do they get up there? There's some alien Karen up there like, where's your mask? Get off this planet right now. You don't have a mask on. So they're trying to get it done. Otherwise, they're going to have to wait 26 more months or something like that to be able to do it again. So,
because it goes out of orbit.
I think you're full of it. I think that's what it is. Do you want
what
mac and cheese?
Do you think I am?
I know exactly how smart you are. Do you want mac and cheese on tap?
No.
No? Well, a reporter in Cleveland tweeted about it. They're in Cleveland. There's a company with Stouffer's working on a machine that serves macaroni and cheese on tap. So, basically there's a lever, and you pull the lever, and hot, delicious mac and cheese comes pouring out of this lever.
Already pre-mixed? Is the cheese already
on
it?
Yep, it's already there, the noodles and everything. Yep, you just literally pull the lever. So imagine a beer tap, but when you pull that lever towards you, hot, tasty mac and cheese comes pouring out of the spout.
It's just like it's not appealing.
No.
You seen the movie The Matrix, right?
Yeah.
You know how they get their meal, they twist that thing and just kind of spits it out of their plate. It's not really appealing.
No.
They put that in the movie for a reason, because it's the same thing.
And here's the thing. We all know, too, when you, let's say, so you got your bowl, you open the tap, okay, whatever, the hot mac and cheese comes out, that's great. But there's still going to be some mac and cheese sitting, unless you're the very first one to pull this lever, there's going to be that mac and cheese that's sitting there in that little funnel, the little spout, and that mac and cheese is going to go bad. So the next person that pulls that lever is going to get a chunk of old moldy mac and cheese before the fresh stuff comes out. We're fat enough, America.
It's a stupid idea. Yeah, you know why they're doing it? To try to be cute. Yeah. Oh, you get mac and cheese on tap, and we're gonna sell. No, we're being cute. I'll scoop it out of the tin, just like we always did.
Yeah. The people who will have this mac and cheese dispenser in their house are the same people that drink ranch out of the bottle. That's exactly what I expect. They're just going to have their mac and cheese funnel with their bottle of ranch, and they're just glug, 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 glug. Ugh, I can actually hear you getting fatter.
I just know. He's sitting there with his hands on his hips just looking at just thinking he's so clever. Oh, but it's mac and cheese on tap. Look at
this is great.
Can't wait to tell everybody.
And all these mouth breathers like, oh, mac and cheese on a tap. Oh.
You just put your mouth right on the tap. That's what I would do.
It's actually at the perfect height of those Razzie scooters, so you can just pull your scooter right up next to it and put your head and put your gullet underneath the spout and just pour it right into your mouth.
Sweating mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese spout brought to you by Jabba the Hutt. Lastly, you'll probably like this one, Hunter. A company called Landroid is selling robot lawnmowers. It's basically like a Roomba, but for your lawn.
Yeah, they've had those for a while.
It's starting to be more mass-produced. I was checking out the website, so you can pick what size you need. So you put in, like, what size lawn you have and everything like that, and it'll tell you, oh, you need this model, you need this model. You know what? This bothers me. Because here's the problem, all right? So, yeah, so you got the mouth breather that's there chugging ranch dressing, and instead of going out and getting a little exercise and mowing your lawn, they're just hitting a few buttons, and then a robot's going to do it. Just go out and mow your lawn.
You don't have to hit a button. You don't have to hit a button. It's just pre-programmed, like, every week. At a certain time, you program it right when you get it. It 3D maps your lawn.
Of course.
Literally on a Tuesday at 2:30, every Tuesday it'll go out and
I will say, though, if this got my neighbors to mow their lawn more regularly, I would be very happy. Because the people across from me do it like once every month and a half, and it just mow your effing lawn. It's not hard to do. Go outside.
Think about this. So if you open up a landscaping business, Brock, this is what we do. We just buy a few of those things and let them do all the work. We collect all the money. We just kind of sit in the truck and eat food.
It's just us sitting in lawn chairs with Mai Tais watching the robots do all the work.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
It's actually not. You know, when I think about it.
Because those things are expensive. It's not like everybody's just going to be getting these things.
No. Yeah. Well, eventually, again, like all technology, eventually it'll be more affordable as it gets better and cheaper to make. But yeah, right now, you're only going to see that probably in high-end places. So, Or you could just get a $20 lawnmower and mow your own effing lawn, for God's sakes.
It's for the birds.
Don't you start with me. You and your little electric lawnmower slash weeded. Don't you start. Yeah. No. Your little My First Lawnmower.
Think about it. A robotic lawnmower. Perfect lines.
You should see mine. My lawn's perfect because when you do it enough,
What are you talking about? Half of your lawn isn't even mowed. The other half isn't mowed.
Don't you shut up. Dare. No, and I mowed that part. I was doing a little experiment and I mowed that part, but I did it on purpose. So don't you even dare talk about my lawn, you son of a bitch. I swear to God.
You were lazy and didn't want to finish it.
You know, them are fighting words, all right? Those are fighting words right
not
there.
Wrong.
You talk about another man's lawn, you're asking for a fight. Pal,
well, mow the whole thing. Then
I swear to God, I hope you lose a toe with your little electric lawnmower.
It's toe safe. It's toe safe. There's no blades.
It's because it's just got the little poppy balls on it. That's all. It's Fisher Price. All right, that's your morning dump.